The leader of this army was a refugee, a fugitive, a man who had spent half of his 28 years on the run, and who had barely a claim to the throne of England. His name was Henry Tudor. And as King Henry VII, he would create the dynasty that bore his name, the Tudors. But Henry VII remains obscure, eclipsed by the monarch he deposed, Richard III, by the glamour and notoriety of his wife-killing son, Henry VIII, and the charisma of his granddaughter, Elizabeth I. Yet Henry VII is possibly the most extraordinary story of them all. With a hunger for power and an iron determination to hang on to the throne at all costs, he would rewrite history, seizing the crown and rebuilding the monarchy in his own image. He would become paranoid, described later as an infinitely suspicious ruler, a dark prince, his reign seen as a bleak, wintry landscape. For years I've explored his murky story of spies and informers, intrigue and extortion. And I've found that the deeper you go, the more you discover fascinating glimpses of this manipulative king.